Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, that lion boy's on the right, babe. Not that Mackey's back in town. Look out, old Mackey is back.
Yeah.
Chris McMichael. Sports Radio
202. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. I got you for 3 hours, like I normally do, all the way to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. 888-808-1019. We got Fliegelman on the other side. And again, taking your calls here on The Fan. A lot going on. We'll get to the Hall of Fame. We'll get to the Knicks. And a slim, too close victory over the Brooklyn Nets. But let's start with the New York Jets, as I literally couldn't get out of the city yesterday. The show ended. I'm in my car. I'm not even at the Lincoln Tunnel yet. And Fliegelman texted me the report that Aaron Glenn is coming in to meet with the Jets. And the hope is he doesn't leave the building and that he is going to be expected to work out a contract, deal not done. And that's still kind of where we are. They left the building, him and the prospective new GM, Lance Newmark. And while they did leave the building, and we may be talking about this for another day or two, it feels like they are going to hire, the New York Jets will be hiring, Aaron Glenn and Lance Newmark as their new head coach and GM. And I got to tell you, it's the same thing we've been talking about. And, you know, sometimes I hate to join in the choir, but I've been saying this for a while. I didn't want a first-time head coach with the New York Jets. I find it a very particular situation with an owner that's almost impossible to work with, a team that's embroiled with enough stupidity and stories and nothing that works, and a playoff drought hanging above the organization like a black cloud. And we've seen these exact same kind of candidates, these young, particularly defensive coordinators who get their first opportunity with the New York Jets and fail. And I wanted someone, a stabilizing force. I don't understand why Mike McCarthy's not brought in to be talked to. I don't understand Pete Carroll. Apparently there's rumors now that he was, you know, let the Jets know he was not inclined to take the job. So, okay, but still, I felt like someone needed to come in here with experience at the head coaching position. And if not, then you go the trend of the NFL and you get an offensive mind. And if you look at the successful coaches, the successful Super Bowl champions, this side of Tomlin and Belichick over the last, 20 years, mix in 1 year of Pete Carroll, it is offensive coaches who win in this NFL. And I've talked about this a lot, not specifically always about Aaron Glenn. And I think Aaron Glenn, on his own, has done everything you could possibly want to do to be a candidate for head coaching job. He's worked his way up through the bottom, former NFL player, worked his way up through quality control coach and scout, all the way to defensive coordinator for the one seed in the NFC. So it's not like he's unworthy, but the fact of the matter is, he's a defensive mind. I heard the clip that Keith played for you. Other than a couple of defensive coaches who you knew Rex Ryan was working on the defensive side of the ball, and clearly we're going to get into his candidates for offensive and defensive coordinators to bring in and everything else. But, like, we understand what the limitation, and let's be totally honest, I know it's not about him, right? It's not about him necessarily. It's about the situation. And I hate to say it, it is about being a first-time head coach. It is about being a defensive coordinator. And I heard something today that Evan said, and I've heard people who have a problem with this line of thinking saying, well, and I heard Evan particularly, well, give me more. If you have a problem with Glenn being the hire of the New York Jets, you got to give me more than just he's a defensive mind and he's a rookie candidate and he's never been a head coach before. Well, I'll say, okay, I think those are two perfectly good reasons, considering they investigated every single person under the sun and had 18 different head coach candidates and 100 different GM candidates. But if that's not enough, fine. Let me ask you something. For those of you who are excited about this, what exactly inspires you about this hire? Because while he's fine, he's suited, he's qualified, what inspires you? What makes him the guy out of all the guys? Because I got to be totally honest, other than him being a New York Jet, I really don't know what makes him the perfect fit for this job. Because we talk about some of the other candidates and other head coaches of the New York Jets who've been defensive coordinators. Rex Ryan was a dominant defensive coordinator for a dominant defensive team. Todd Bowles was a dominant defensive coordinator for a very good defensive team. Even Robert Saleh, dominant San Francisco 49ers defense for many years. Let's be fair, Aaron Glenn had a good year this year, and then the defense fell apart on him. We were all ready to proclaim what a great job he did after the Minnesota game, but nobody wants to give him any flack for the 12 men on the field, the 4th-and-2 play, and everything else that went with the loss against the Washington Commanders, and that's fine. We don't have to blame him. But, I mean, his tenure as the defensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions, I mean, it's not exactly like the Detroit Lions have had a great defense. In fact, this is the first year they've had a good one. In 2021, his first year, and I understand the level of play, second most points in the league. His next year, the 4th most points in the league. 2023, the 10th most points in the league. So there's a progression of getting better leading up until this year. Fine. But he has not been a dominant defensive coordinator. What exactly inspires you? And here's my main question. Because it's not just the head coach, it's the GM. And it's the future of this franchise. And I'm sorry, I don't know how else to see it. But they want Glenn, and they're picking a GM who worked with them in Detroit, in Lance Newmark. This is the head coach that they want, and then the GM that either he would want or he's worked with. And I do like that aspect that there is a connection between the two. And if you're going to hire the head coach, it might as well, before you hire the GM, I like to have a connection. But what exactly, if you're going to tell me that this is the guy, and that I should come up with a more nuanced argument than, hey, I'm looking for a defensive mind or I'm looking for a more established head coach than a rookie head coach. If that's not enough of an argument to say, I don't love this hire. Well, what is so inspiring and great? And I'm not trying to knock him necessarily. I think he's done a fine job. And like I just told you, although he hasn't been a dominant defensive coordinator, you've seen progression as much as you've seen progression just with the Lions in general over the last couple of years. But if he's the, you're telling me that Aaron Glenn is the guy to hire before a GM and then be the one to kind of handpick the GM so that they work in tandem? What does a first-time defensive coordinator, he's never had multiple defensive coordinator spots. What about a one-time defensive coordinator who had really one good year of defense?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
As a first-time head coach, is the guy who you decide to hire and then pick the general manager to work with him. If you hire Vrabel, he gets to pick his GM. Okay, you hire Mike McCarthy, you want to pick a GM with him. You hire Pete Carroll, you hire Bill Belichick, you hire a big name, you trade for Mike Tomlin. Like, okay, those guys get to determine who's the man making the decisions in the front office and who's picking the players. That's fine. You're telling me that because I want Aaron Glenn to be the head coach, he gets to pick Lance Newmark, who's been with the Lions, who's just this previous year the Washington Commanders assistant general manager, on a great year, obviously, as they're still playing. But he's been with the Lions since 1999. Up until the last 3 years, the Lions might be the least successful organization in the sport. And now you're bringing into this team a brand new general manager who's never been the guy before, with all his years of experience with one of the worst franchises in the sport, and Aaron Glenn, who's a first-time head coach. And that's who you're bringing in to take on this job in the biggest market in the country, with an owner who is one of the more difficult and most recently wrote up owners and dysfunctional owners making decisions on his son's whims and Madden ratings. Firing a head coach midseason, hiring a GM midseason, and still lagging behind on the hiring process. And what they come up with is the same tried and true method that they have tried year after year after year, cycle after cycle after cycle, that has failed this organization. And then you get to his rumored, and again, this is all rumored, he hasn't even signed a contract yet. I could be talking about a different hire in 2 days, although it feels like this is going to happen. He's going to give you an offensive coordinator who, it better be good, because he could tell you all day that he knows offense as much as defense. And I've speculated this, I think we all have. I don't understand how, if you're a coach who tries to, you know, hinder and stop an offense, how you can't understand offense. I think we all understand that on some level. But either this year coming up, and we're going to get to Aaron Rodgers in a second, either this year coming up, you could be developing a young quarterback that the new, brand new, never GM before, making that first pick for this organization under all the circumstances that's going on with this team. You're going to either be developing a young quarterback or working with Aaron Rodgers, or soon to be developing a young quarterback at some point. So the offensive mind better be somewhat significant. And I get Clint Kubiak, who I don't know, I don't think he's done a bad job necessarily, but you would say he's getting hired because his last name is Kubiak. And then the reports of Steve Wilks as the defensive coordinator, he's got head coaching experience. It didn't go so well for him in Arizona. And then he went and became the defensive coordinator in San Francisco. And everybody is going to be talking about how you fired a head coach who was uber successful in San Francisco and a GM who went there 2 years later and fell flat on his face doing it. He couldn't even accomplish the job that Robert Saleh accomplished as the GM of the San Francisco 49ers. And all of this might work. Glenn might be the guy. But are you trusting Woody Johnson to see so much in a first-time head coach? Woody Johnson to make the pick with the help of the 33rd team? That he is so on top of this that he knows that Aaron Glenn is the right man for the job as a first-time head coach coming off being a first-time defensive coordinator, allowing him to pick the hand-picked GM who worked for the worst organization in the sport for 30 years, and now he's bringing in a defensive coordinator who couldn't do the job the last failed head coach could do. Does that sound like the kind of thing that this organization should go and endeavor on? Like, is that really the best way for this group to move forward? It might all be right, but how much could you possibly have working against you? It sounds like a lot. It sounds like a lot, and I'm just a dope yelling at you at 2:15 in the morning. What about all the beat writers? What about all the people who cover this team? They can make these same drawings. They can draw the same lines I'm drawing. A rookie head coach allowed to pick a rookie GM who worked for the worst organization in one of the worst losing organizations in the sport for 30 years. He's allowed to handpick his guy just because you want continuity. And then you're going to hire a defensive coordinator who is a one-year failed head coach and a one-year failed defensive coordinator in the same spot your last head coach who couldn't make it through week 5 was able to thrive in. It just feels like a lot as opposed to just hiring a coach who's been here before, who's gone through this, who's been an experienced head coach. And that's why for me, like, and the reports are that Glenn would want to keep Aaron Rodgers. I think you better. Do you really want to put a veteran quarterback, right? Or, you know, you're going to go draft a quarterback or take a shot in the second round with a young, inexperienced quarterback, a young, inexperienced head coach with a playoff drought hanging over the organization? Break this thing down? Like, to me, if you are going to do this, you've got to give him a chance to win next year and get off on a fairly good start. And give him Aaron Rodgers. And give this GM not the, you know, find the quarterback with my first or second pick and my first time ever running a draft room. Which, by the way, I'm sure he's been doing his work, but he's been focusing on his team winning the Super Bowl while there's been bowl games and college football games being played, and they fired their GM midseason and have been unable to hire him and let them get a head start on, you know, getting ready for the draft. Like, for the Jets, none of this makes sense to me. None of it makes sense. It is a hell of a lot to hope on the shoulders of Aaron Glenn. And maybe he's the guy. Maybe he's just the right leader. Maybe he's perfect. We'll see. But this organization does not have the track record, and I do not trust this owner to make a decision on a head coach with all the ramifications that come with it. And particularly, I hate the idea that he's picking the GM. Now, maybe that's a bit of an overstatement, but quite clearly, it feels like they want Glenn, and this is the GM that either he wants or makes the most sense to go with Glenn. I don't know how you come up with any other reasoning behind it. I mean, no other GM got a second interview. And the reports were that Glenn was the guy before Newmark was. It just feels like the Jets are destined to make the same mistakes. So, yeah, I understand. And I've given you all the reasons behind the offensive mind. And I've given you all the reasons behind a first-year head coach. I mean, we've all done it. We've talked about it. Fine. I don't have to delve deep into all the different parameters of why I don't like it. But if you're going to tell me that's not enough, that that's not a good enough reason, that you have to give me more on why you're down on this hire, I will return the question to you. What inspires you about this hire? He might be a great head coach. He certainly has the resume. I'm not trying to diminish him as a coaching candidate. I think he works great for the Saints. I think he works great for other organizations. What about this hire and this GM hire and the idea that they're doing it backwards? Like, again, Vrabel, you want to bring in Vrabel, the head coach, and allow him to pick the GM he feels he can work with? That makes sense to me. Mike McCarthy, Pete Carroll, Bill Belichick, Mike Tomlin, you know, one of these guys that, you know, have a resume and you want to let them pick the GM, fine. But if you're going to go backwards, is Aaron Glenn a worthy enough, or I shouldn't say worthy enough, that's probably the wrong word, but is Aaron Glenn a prestigious enough hire? Is he the guy who gets to pick that? Instead of going GM first and allowing your GM to hire the coach, which has been a tried and true method and a better way to go about this since football began? If you're going to tell me that the two reasons I have aren't enough, well, tell me why Aaron Glenn is the guy to buck the trend. What makes you feel like this is the guy to lead us out? And maybe he will be. He seems like a leader. I love hearing him talk. Keith played a clip. We've seen the clips from the Pivot podcast. He's a former Pro Bowl cornerback. He's been around the league. He is a viable head coaching candidate. I would never say different. And he might be the guy. But for the New York Jets and everything that encompasses this New York Jet organization and everything that a rookie head coach will have to deal with. I heard Fliegelman talking to Keith. He's going to step right in to a situation of being questioned about losing that he's been no part of. He's going to have a playoff drought. He's going to have to answer these questions about, you know, it's not an easy spot to walk into. The stories of the owner. How do you work with Woody Johnson? You know, same thing for the GM. It's a hope he's the right guy. And they interviewed him the last process when they hired Robert Saleh. So I'm sure he's excellent in the meeting. He's a smart coach. He was a smart and talented player. And there's no reason to think he won't be a good head coach, other than the weight of the Jets is different than the weight of the Saints or the weight of other organizations right now. This is why I want the Pete Carroll and the Mike McCarthy to kind of lighten that weight a little bit with a sustained winner and a proven program builder, someone who'll come in here and wipe the bad taste out of everybody's mouth so that the next hire of the Aaron Glenn or the Aaron Glenn type doesn't have to come in here talking about what a disaster the owner is in the 15-year playoff drought and how nothing goes right. They bring in a world-class Hall of Fame quarterback. Doesn't go right. Nothing goes right for this team. Why are you the guy? Those are the questions he has to answer day one. And I'm sure he's capable of it and he'll give you good answers, but it's a weight around a rookie head coach and a rookie GM that make it very difficult to be successful. And we've seen it here. And we've seen it here with defensive coordinators who've had more success as defensive head coordinators. Not sure why I threw head coordinator in there, but it just happened. Roll with it. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. So we'll find out if Glenn's the guy. We'll find out if Lance Newmark is the guy. It seems like the Jets want him. Maybe he wants to talk to the New Orleans Saints just out of respect because he was there as a coach. But if Aaron Glenn and Lance Newmark are the guys, it's hard for me to not think that it's more in line with what they've been doing and what's been unsuccessful, and it might be just as much their fault as Aaron Glenn and Lance Newmark. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. So we'll start with the Jets and their impending hire. We'll get to the Knicks and how they blew a 13-point lead to the Nets without Cam Thomas, but yet came back to win the game thanks to Cat and the captain. We'll get to the Hall of Fame as we congratulate CeCe Sabathia, Ichiro Suzuki, and Wagner as they were elected into the Hall of Fame. We'll talk about Carlos Beltran and his inability to get into the Hall of Fame, although it feels like next year will be the year for him. But what's holding him back exactly, and why I think that's completely unfair.